Hi, I'm Jenna.
And I'm Dawn.
And we are a fitness duo from East Kilbride. We are here to discuss all things fitness, lifestyle and business. Each session, we will discuss different topics with a little insight into our lives. My favourite saying, nothing changes if nothing changes. We are always looking for different ways to make each day fulfilling. We would love to bring you along for the ride.
Hi, and welcome back to our second recording of this year, and we're back for some more talking rubbish, basically.
It's one way to put it.
Yeah. So off the back of last week, we just kind of dipped our toe. We had a quick catch up. So yeah, this week we've got a few topics we want to discuss, and yeah, probably a bit more of a catch up because you know what it's like, you can never see enough in an hour. So yeah, how are you?
I'm good. I am good. The weather is miserable, but yeah, all good.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I've been fine this week as well, actually. I mean, I still actually feel like I've got a cold since the day after Christmas Day. What's that called again? Boxing Day. But apart from that, fine.
You're all right.
Yeah. So yeah, we put out to you lot, our people, any questions that people wanted to ask us or wanted us to discuss. And yeah, we got a lot back. So yeah, we're open to discuss this, but bear in mind, this is just our opinion. It's not fact. We are not doctors or nurses, or do we have any form of qualification? Nah, probably not.
But medical?
Yeah.
On a medical, no.
No, but this is just our opinion.
Yeah.
And we like to share it, and we're open to being told otherwise. Are we? No, probably shouldn't die. No jokes. Jokes. Yeah, so...
let's go for it.
By the way, I'm Jenna.
And I'm Dawn.
Just
in case nobody knew who we were.
So one of the burning questions, although I've got to say, Dawn and I, we literally said before the start of last, you're going to be like, why are we going straight in with this? But last week's podcast, we are not going to discuss this, but here we are.
We are straight into
it. It's only because
one.
Quite a lot of people have messaged about it, asking our opinion on it.
Well, we'll give it 2 minutes.
Can anyone guess what we're going to discuss? Hayley will be like... God's sake, shut up.
I know. I actually haven't spoke about it for a while.
I
haven't actually.
Maybe it's because we've not been hanging about this last
together.
Week. And it is actually the jabs, as it's known as to most. But yeah, we spoke about it. We touched on it last time we were recording the podcast, but it wasn't anywhere near as big. It was just starting out, I think. And then it seems to have... kind of become more popular, shall we say. Actually, weirdly, I'd just seen something on the news about somebody else had died, and they were saying it was related to someone getting it. What's that word? Like, not legit. A young woman who had quite a few kids taking it and died.
I think that is the problem, that people aren't, they're getting it, say, under the counter or something like that, and that is a problem. I will say there is a place for it, okay? But I don't think the people that are wanting to lose half a stone or a stone should be taking it because it's actually not teaching anybody anything at all. I mean, why would we go into MyFitnessPal and then make ourselves eat however many calories and eat how much protein and get our 10,000 steps in? Actually, it's not even 10,000, it's more that. So we continue to do that, and before MD says anything, I know if you're doing it correctly, you probably are doing that, but there's a lot of people are wanting that said quick fix. Also, there's not a huge amount of research going into it as far as I know. And also, I can't remember what I was going to say.
That's how
side effects.
You're...
Yeah. So the side effects yeah. of it. And once you stop it,
what happens?
Well, supposedly you gain weight and you gain weight faster. It's like coming off a diet. Do you know that way? And I think with these things, you've got to teach your brain, you've got to re-educate yourself, and I'm not sure how much that is. However, I have seen people, seen a lot of people, got a lot thinner through it, and that's great, that's fantastic. And I've had a conversation with a friend regarding the medical background and, you know, taking a lot of pressure off the NHS for people that are overweight, which I get as well. But done correctly, okay, done incorrectly, oh, I don't agree with it. No. And I think as long as people need to be re-educated. Mm-hmm. And what if? What if the things? What about the people that are dying? What is in these jabs?
So, I know.
And also, energy levels, skin levels, everything.
Mental health?
Yeah.
What's it doing to their... I mean, I do agree if there's a capacity for it, as in if there isn't another avenue for people to kind of kickstart them on their weight loss, absolutely. And then see, if, for example, if someone starts with this, gets himself in a better size that they can then go and work out.
Absolutely.
I massively agree with that, because maybe before they would have many reasons why they wouldn't go to the gym. Size, confidence, they probably felt like they didn't fit in, all that kind of thing. But if they had then lost a bit of weight, they're gaining a bit of confidence, they can then step foot in the gym. And then I guess that's our job, to then educate within a gym setting or a fitness setting how to use their body to keep up the weight loss type thing. But the worry is coming off.
Yeah. Also, you're getting people that are not using it and not exercising. And then maybe people that used to come to our classes, and then all of a sudden you see them, you're like, how are they so thin?
I know. And so. Yeah. So I definitely think there's, it's a tricky one, because you could.
It is a tricky one. And it's one of these things.
It's doing us out of job.
It's doing us out of job. It's a personal opinion.
And if the money was right, if you were offered all the money, we're just talking about sponsorships before we came on here. We're talking about celebrities, endorsements and all that kind of thing. So if the money was there and someone said to you, here's £1 million, going to endorse my jab, are you going to do it?
I know. I mean, I am. Well, you sent me that video of Serena Williams.
We've discussed
an
her.
Amazing athlete, always was, very muscular, all this sort of stuff.
I don't get it.
And all of a sudden she's shrunk, but I am sure her husband has something to do with the company. Sure he has.
But that's so wrong on so many levels.
It's terrible. We've got to a stage now, and it's just like, you don't think, oh gosh, wonder what they're doing to lose their weight. The minute you see somebody that's lost weight, you go, they jabbing.
I know, and it's actually, it's...
it's wrong. It is wrong.
But that's where your brain goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a shame. But those that have done it correctly and have now lost weight and are in the gym and they're working hard to sustain it, then I am here for that and happy to see that. And yeah, because what's the alternative for them? But it is the side effects I worry about. Like in years to come, maybe not straight away, but like 10, 15 years to come. And it's like, because this is a drug that was for diabetes.
I know. I've also spoken to somebody who said, like, a lot of people are quite secretive about it as well.
Why has it got a stigma?
You can start seeing it with in faces, hair loss, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. I've spoken to a few people that are hairdressers and have said, you have a suspicion.
Yeah.
But it was obviously,
what was it? It was developed for...
diabetes.
But what for was it? To regulate your blood sugar?
Uh-huh, sure it is.
So then, obviously, you don't get the spikes that a normal person, you know how you get that lull at like 3 p.m. and you have like a coffee and, well, a biscuit or cake or something like that. It kind of plateaus that out, and obviously it reduces your appetite. So you're actually not eating. So how are you getting energy? I don't understand that. I don't understand how they still manage to go about. I can't ever imagine not having an appetite, to be honest. That's all I think about. So I don't know how they do it, but
So that's our opinion.
Yeah, and we'll
leave it there.
Put it to bed there.
Don't ask us any more about it.
No. Yeah, so that was one of the burning questions, and someone had actually sent me the Serena Williams advert, and I was actually shocked by it, can't lie, because I just thought, oh my God, she's like a pinnacle athlete. Why is she taking them?
I know.
But then if her husband's been offered millions of pounds...
going to get lots of money.
You're not going to say no.
No, I know.
So... well, yeah, that was question number one. What did I say the other one was before I come off air? Was one of the other ones before, because I'm going to keep the last wee bit till the end. Listen to your body. Now, I do hear saying that a lot in classes, but what does that actually mean? What do you mean by listen to your body?
Well, for example, you could have, somebody, likely nuisance. I like that in your phone, it says likely nuisance, you're like, bin.
What does that mean?
Means it's somebody, a spam call or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, it comes up on your phone tells
you? Says likely nuisance. Yeah.
No way.
That's when you call me as well. Likely nuisance.
Thanks very much. Hang up on me. I didn't know that. That
yeah, that's what mine comes up and says that.
Well,
yeah.
That's handy. Mm. AI.
I know. Yeah, listen to your body. So women's bodies, well, they're quite unique, aren't they? So one day you could be feeling great, next day. Well, give you an example. So this is Wednesday. So Tuesday night was a busy night with a lot of classes. And actually by the end of a Tuesday night, I am like physically and mentally shattered. Yeah. Then you've got to jump on and do a class on a Wednesday morning and you're tired. You feel mm-hmm. tired. You sometimes haven't woken up correctly mm-hmm. and you've maybe, you know, not drank enough and stuff like that. I mean, you could be feeling, God, that's a wee bit sore. And you should listen to your body in the fact of, I've been given a lot of options at classes. So from example, level one, level two, mm-hmm. level three. And I don't expect everybody to be up there as crazy mental. So do it without a bounce, do it without your Adams. Yeah. But what you find is, and it is everybody's ego go, oh, I'm going to do it because Jenna next door, next to me is doing it. But, you know, again, the other week, I did something and I was like, oh, God, my thigh's a wee bit sore here. Just, and I didn't realise it was sore until I started. So you pull it down, my shoulder's been mm-hmm. bothering me. I don't use my shoulder. So you should listen to your body and get away from the ego of, oh my gosh, Donna, Jenna, I'm not really working hard today. No, what's the reason for
we're
that?
We're not yeah. sitting thinking that.
Yeah.
Might talk about your after class joke. We don't. But yeah, so someone had said, like, what do you actually mean by that? So it's like you said, if you've got a niggle, mm-hmm. don't do it or don't push that type of
don't
thing
push it.
But that's also really hard when you are female.
I know, but also
with all the hormones that come,
sometimes what I find is you do that and you start off a class like the warm up, and then first 10-15 minutes yeah. then all of a sudden the happy hormones all start jumping
the
in,
the
and you're like,
serotonin levels start coming
it
yeah.
all goes a bit crazy, so it might take you a wee bit, but and not to overthink it either.
Yeah,
not to overthink it. So
no, there you go.
Yeah.
There's your answer.
There's your answer. Listen to your bodies, guys.
Listen to, Dawn does, you do say that a lot. I do hear you saying that a lot.
Do I?
Which, yeah, it was good though. Because, yeah, no. Like you said, person A is then looking at person B going, oh my God, they're doing blah, 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 mm-hmm. so I better do it. But I also think that's the good thing about a class.
Yeah.
Because if you just then went to the gym and you couldn't really be arsed and you just put your headphones on, I feel like you would just go through the motions. Mm-hmm. But sometimes in class, when person B's working that wee bit extra, you do push yourself a little bit more. But you shouldn't do it if you're... Like, you don't push yourself to injury, basically.
No, absolutely not. Don't do
but
that.
I do think that's the benefit of coming to a class over than a solo gym,
mm-hmm.
which is not for me anyway.
No, it's
think
not
of it
for me
worse.
Either. I've never done it.
I did try. I did do it for a period of time, like years ago, way before kids and all that. Headphones on and done it, and it was fine, but it's because I was following a plan. But now, not for me. Absolutely not. I go for the social.
I would say you want to go and have the chat. Do you know that way? You absolutely do want to go in the chat. I mean, and seeing how people are getting on and stuff like that. Yeah.
And I know, obviously, it's also like literally my job, but I go to get out of the house and have a bit of social interaction because babies don't answer back. They don't talk to you.
But she is getting a wee bit more.
I know.
Just in the last
bit. She will be talking to me in no time, but yeah, you like a bit of adult conversation.
Then you'll be wanting to tell her to shut up.
I know. And then it's funny because when you're in class, it's like, no talking allowed. When I'm in taking a class, I'm like, blah, 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 somebody talk to me. Adult interaction, please entertain me.
I know. Well, I did actually say, I've heard there's a rumour going about that I said no talking. And they're like, no, we don't mean that.
Aye, right, they're harassing you.
Well, I chinned them for it.
Uh-huh. So. And whereas I go and they probably tell me, shut up and stop talking. But I'm just happy to be there and have some adult conversation. So yeah, that was one of the other questions. Another question we got was, why does fitness become harder during or pre or post menopause? I mean, there's lots of answers, to be honest, like how physically people feel, like they notice. So we've had a lot of people saying they've noticed more belly fat. Actually, it was a conversation I'd overheard this morning. It was someone saying about they just feel it down here.
What's the fat called?
Visceral
fat.
Yeah. So that comes naturally with hormonal shifts, which we'll go into in a wee bit, but increased belly fat, loss of muscle mass, reduced energy, and like their sleep's affected as well.
Mm.
But there's obviously reasons for that.
Yeah.
And it's not like they are crazy. People are crazy. There is actually like science behind it. And it's not, so I feel like some people are just like, oh, they really beat themselves up for having a cake or for whatever it is they're having, and they beat themselves up for days over it. But that one cake is not making, on the grand scheme of things,
any difference.
A massive difference. No. The same as skipping one work out, ain't making like a massive difference. Mm-hmm. Plus, you also just have to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. I feel like the more you then cut back and restrict yourself, the more you want it, the more likely you are to fall off the bandwagon. Is that not? Would you?
Yeah, absolutely. Say, yeah. Even when you were younger and you weren't allowed a cake or something mm-hmm. like that, then you were like, oh, I'm dying for it.
The more you want it.
The more you want it. Yeah.
I'm very much an everything in moderation type person.
Uh-huh.
And I guess your makeup does have something to play in it, nature versus nurture in a way, as in like your genetics.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are more likely to store fat. Some people are not. Some people are naturally tall and thin. Some people are naturally small and muscly, that type of thing.
Yeah, but in the menopause, it doesn't matter whether you're tall or thin yeah. or small and or fat, whatever you said.
Mm-hmm.
Your shape changes.
Oh, it does.
Your shape 100% changes. And I'd probably say it starts with your waist. Mm-hmm. It does thicken out.
Mm-hmm.
And you then have to go into that size up in clothes mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Which then has a knock-on effect on your mental health. And you totally. Think, oh, I'm bigger than ever.
We had a conversation in the menopause class about somebody going to get their fitted for a bra and that's gone up in mm-hmm. size. But this said person looks absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. She looks amazing. But it's just like... Ah,
it's like brain to mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're all, every single one of us is...
Oh, you're mean to yourself?
Uh-huh, yeah. And again, this girl did a pull-up.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, and you were just like, could you have done that 8-10 weeks ago?
No.
No, couldn't. So unfortunately, it is life. It is the menopause and we have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Your tiredness does come yeah. as well. With that, you probably need to maybe go and get like your iron tablets and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
you know, go and get your blood. It's like your estrogen levels drop. It's the same... Yeah. I mean, I'm not quite menopausal, but I'm definitely postpartum. And mm-hmm. it's the same estrogen and yeah. progesterone.
Uh-huh.
It's the same situation postpartum as it is to menopause. So maybe I am. Maybe I'm doing the same, but not quite menopausal. I'm postpartum.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same. Your estrogen levels become so low and so do your progesterone levels. It's the same thing. Sleep, lack of iron. So I did have to get more iron tablets prescribed because mine were very low, but I tend to have always had low iron, but it's just more than ever. Mm-hmm. I'm self-feeding prim, so that like literally
drains
you, see, and sucks life out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very true. But I stocked up. I got the jelly vitamins. It's got all the B numbers because they are the best for menopause and postpartum because it's very much the same, as I said. So it's these like jelly gummies. They're so easy to take because I'm so rubbish at taking tablets. Mm-hmm. I forget. I need a pill box.
Well, I've actually gotten that pill box, Jenna. No. So you said last time you were going to get it, so I've actually gotten it. Pill box, Jenna.
Well,
so,
I'm still crap at taking
pills. Right, so I need to... Maybe that's a note for me. I need to buy you a
maybe,
pill box.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've got that.
Well, there we
go.
Menopausal box. Postpartum, nobody remembers what that no means.
Right, so I'll actually put that... I have to buy a pill box.
Well, I bought the jellies because they're easier to take.
Yeah.
And it's just two jellies. I literally got them off Amazon. Can't remember the call, but they are postpartum. But it's got all the B, because that's what we lack as females, especially when your estrogen levels drop. It fills that up, but that's massively to do with tiredness,
yeah,
energy, motivation, all that sort of stuff. So I would highly recommend looking into your B vitamins.
Right, so you everyone. Asked me what supplements did I take.
Right,
hold
go.
On, I get my pad out.
Flick, 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 flick,
flick. So I do take quite a lot of
yeah, you
supplements,
do.
And it's all of
that.
Them. Eh? What's
I'm,
that?
I'm bad for that.
I know.
Just because I forget, I'm so
well,
bad.
I'll get you your pill box. So the first thing I've started is creatine. Right.
Okay.
I've been taking that now probably for about 6 months. It was actually Ailey who said to mm-hmm. me, Mum, you should really be taking mm-hmm. that. So I take it in my drink bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And all it is just with my diluting juice and a sachet of it. I was using Pure Sport
mm-hmm.
and now I've gone on to Real.
That's good, yeah.
So I looked at it after discussing it, or I was listening to something, and how many grams are in it. So you should take between 3 to 5 milligrams a day. And I do. Mm. And that's
not that to... That's not that lot.
No, and you don't even not taste it. I've got the unflavoured one.
Right.
I think there's ones you can get that are flavoured. I don't. So I just put it in there. And that's more for alertness, all that sort of stuff. And I think sometimes people think it is to build muscle.
Mm-hmm. No,
but
I think it's...
Yeah, that's the reason
more
I'm
energy
taking.
When you do a workout. So therefore you're gaining more from uh-huh. the workout because you've got more energy.
It's and like also then cycle. Your muscle repairness from that as well. So that's why I have been taking that now. For quite a wee bill. And do I feel a difference? Don't know, but probably
yeah.
So I used to always be Forever Living tablets and they get discontinued, so I had to find another source.
R.I.P.
Totally. So Holland Barrett Sage tablets, why did I take them?
Sage tablets,
hot flushes.
Oh,
That's her hot flush. She's, I feel they're coming back again. Mm. And that's the worst thing I've ever had to suffer. Yeah, that was hot flushes. One thing. So I'm taking sage tablets. Mm. And actually, when I went for my smear, the nurse actually said to me that you should take sage tablets. So straight onto Holland and buy it, 3 for 2. A whole load of sage tablets. So I'm taking
sage
them.
Sage tablets. Sage. Interesting.
Yeah. My bee pollen tablets.
So, I know, you love these things.
I've just, again, how long have I taken them for? About 10 years. Honestly, if it's forever. Not longer. Forever living. So actually before I was waiting for you coming, I'm like, why did I start taking them?
I can't remember.
And it was for allergies? Energy. So it was for energy. Energy was an initial one.
But it's also got a bit of histamine.
I was going to say, it's actually for allergies. Because remember, years ago I took hay fever for some bizarre reason.
Random.
And I thought, well, but it's one of these things that has to get into your system. Yeah. So it does it for that. It's anti-inflammatories and also your immune system. So I have taken them and will never stop taking them. Yeah. Whether they're doing me any like good them. Or not, I do. I'm a bee pollen person. And immune gummies. So gummies, probably yes. You call them jellies?
Jellies. Was I saying jellies?
I don't know what I said. I'm like, gummy. You're taking a jelly. You're showing your past.
It's definitely not a jelly. It's definitely a gum.
Well done. Primrose, she'll be enjoying her.
I actually gave milk. Lyle one the other day because he kept asking me what it was. And I was like, oh, he wouldn't leave me alone about it. And I thought, do you think this is harmful?
Yeah, no, so I've taken them for a while. So I looked on it because you said that. So the vitamins that are on it are C, E, A, B12, D, B6,
oh my God.
K, folic acid, and zinc.
Jesus.
You check the back of yours. Yours are at Amazon. Mine are out of. You'll have B. You'll have one.
One B.
So I've taken them. Again, it's just like this big orange gummy that you take.
All of that in one?
All in one.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Vitamin K, that's the one that we lack as...
I've got it in here.
This country. Sunlight. I don't think vitamin K is sunlight right enough. But was you when a baby's born, you get asked if you can give them the vitamin K shot.
That's right.
And I can't remember what that's for. But I just said yeah.
And then you'll like this next one, evening primrose.
Oh.
I'll take that. 1500 milligrams. What does that do? That's the maximum. So with vitamin B and that for hormone regulation.
Even primroses?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Maybe start taking them now.
I thought it was like fish tablets you take for that.
No, that's cod liver oil.
Aye. What's that for?
Well, it's not on my list, I don't know.
So you don't take it? Add that.
I actually tell you a laugh. My mum used to give me that when I was a wee girl. Like, why? Actually, the syrup of it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
What
horrific.
What did she give you that for?
Don't know. She did when you... that age. And I remember actually to this day when these things were standing in the kitchen and took it and I went like spat it out. Oh my God, she looked at me. Yeah.
No. Don't you still do that, do you?
So yeah, so evening primrose and I think that's the maximum you can take is the 1500. So I take all of them every day.
You must be rattling.
In a good way because it's all healthy.
Okay. I need to up my game in the old supplements.
Maybe I'll take you a wee trip to Holland and Barrett.
Oh, exciting day out. By to be fair, any trips anywhere, I'm excited.
We'll go to Holland and Barrett, maybe up you from Amazon.
Okay. Cool, a bit more bushy.
Aye.
Amazon, because it gets delivered to my door.
Exactly.
I'm Amazon's best customer every
day.
But
Holland
a box.
And Barrett, you can get it delivered.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I need to get involved in Holland
They're
and Barrett.
They're a bit more expensive. And that's what I would say with things, you get what you pay for.
Oh, yeah. And what's that one that everyone uses, Nutrition Geeks?
Oh, yeah.
Quite a lot of the...
I don't actually use them. Emily uses them.
Yeah. I was actually talking to someone, actually a chinder for not being at class, sent her a picture when we were in the gym last week. She's fallen off bandwagon type thing. She says, the menopause has got me. She went, that's it. I've binned all my supplements and I'm going to start again. Because I think what happened was too much. Too much information overload. She's probably taking all these things. Didn't even know what they were for. So she's starting all over again. So I'll tell you to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, you do need to get. So I've probably changed. Obviously, I do my classes and then I train with Ailey as well. And I've flipped it a wee bit and I do two strength classes and I do an ERS class.
When it comes to falling estrogen levels, strength is more important than your cardio.
But then you get people go, how am I not losing weight? How am I gaining weight? Oh, I'm doing weights and stuff like that. So everybody's different. But I say you need to have a mixture of all of that. Uh-huh. You need to have a mixture. Everybody's body's different.
Yeah. Listen to your body.
Listen to your body.
And then touch on cholesterol with menopause. So one of the questions was, does your cholesterol levels change during and after menopause? And then weirdly I then got into this other conversation about a lot of people then go on tablets for cholesterol?
I've actually never had my cholesterol checked, so I don't know. No. I am going on Friday though because I've got high blood pressure.
Have you?
Yeah, I get caught up. I have to go and get it redone.
Even though you take all those tablets?
Got to get that done again.
What the hell? Well, Mum's got a wee machine in the house.
Yeah, I've got one as well.
Oh, do you not use it?
Not anymore.
Okay.
So I have to go and get that done. I ended up getting Liz that, did I not?
I think you did because she wasn't going for it. Because she had high blood pressure. But
might have another tablet to take.
Your cholesterol, obviously, you can control with diet. And that's why a lot of people turn to that. Is it keto or keto? Don't know how you pronounce it.
Keto diet.
To reduce cholesterol levels. But again, it does female. But then quite a lot of males have high cholesterol. Mm. That's just bad diet, isn't it?
Mm.
And not working out. But females tend to get it because of the fall or decline in their estrogen. And then I had bought a... It's actually a moisturiser. I know you can get it with magnesium in it or like a spray with magnesium, mm-hmm. but you can do the same with estrogen. So I bought it off Amazon again. I just seen it. I thought I'm going to try that because obviously my estrogen levels have also dropped. I've not used it yet. It's still in the packaging. I bought it about 4 weeks ago, but I'm going to try that. How do I know if my estrogen levels have increased?
How are you going to spray? Where are you going to spray?
I don't know. My body. I don't know. I don't know how you use it. I just bought it. It's still in the cupboard. Try that.
The magnesium one is, I used to have a body lotion for that, and that is for like restless legs. Horrific. Yeah. That is something that really...
I got that bad at pregnancy.
But I've got, I think it's Fit and Flop or something like that.
Mine was the sleep. Oh my God.
Well, this one's lovely. I've got the spray as well, which actually is a wee
smells lavender.
It's a wee bit stingy. Well, the spray from Holland & Barrett's quite stingy, but the magnesium, like that body lotion, is lovely.
Did it
really
work?
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, I took magnesium right up until I found out I was pregnant, and then someone had told me you shouldn't take it during pregnancy, and I now don't know why. Obviously, I forgot to retake it again. But I've got, like, I definitely had the cream for restless legs when I was pregnant. And it was, like, lavender to try and help me sleep as well. But, yeah, that was one of the questions. Should you check cholesterol more often during menopause? But then, it's endless. I feel like you would need to check everything constantly.
Well, as I am working through my tick list, I got a letter this week where I was like, oh no, this is a circular. This is not a circular. Please don't open it. And I'm like, oh God, what is this? I've got a mammogram on Monday.
Guess
I'm going through them all. Everything.
From top to
Maybe
toe.
I better get my cholesterol done next.
Just take all your bits out for the NHS.
So everybody's assured me it's not too bad.
It is. It's terrible.
Have you had one?
Yeah.
I've not had one.
Got one years ago. But it was definitely pre-studio when I had to get, like, I had a lump.
I was going to say, you did
remember,
have a lump,
and I had
you?
To get it taken out. And they used, like, the only way I'd describe it, I wasn't knocked out, I was just numb. But it was a apple core right through the boob. Literally that.
Well, I'm not getting that.
Apple core taken out. That's horrific, isn't it? And I was just numb, but I had to get a mammogram for that. But they literally I'm just laughing so much because there's someone else in this studio and this conversation's killing me. they put your boob in like a clamp.
Yep.
And really squeeze it until it pops, basically. When you've no get much boobs to be clamping, it's worse.
We had this discussion last night. So somebody said, if you've got wee boobs, it's awful. If you get big boobs, it's awful. But if you get medium-sized ones, not too bad. I was like, well, I'll let you know next week.
Well,
4 minutes it takes, Emily.
Oh, that's not that. That's in English. Are you going to your Myers?
No, John Wright's. So the...
Oh, yeah, the big thing outside. I've seen that. Because when I went for my MRI brain scan, that's another whole hilarious story post-birth. That's for another day. There was an MRI machine in one of those trailers outside the hospital. So you go in the hospital, you check in, they send you out to the car park into a trailer, and the big MRI machine was in like a truck.
Where's this? Here, Myers?
No, it was Queen a Elizabeth? Way out. Stobhill?
Oh, yeah.
A way out there. Only to then be put in a truck. But that was because they had no space at Hare Myers. And I was like, so then you drive miles for a brain scan. My brain is... Well, I think it's okay. I've not heard back. They've not told me. So my brain's working.
Maybe you should chase that up.
I know, I should actually. They did. We had a wee laugh because it was just before Christmas when I went to get it done. Like, I went to the 17th of December, and then she was like, oh, well, you'll not find out until next year. And we had a wee laugh because it was coming up for New Year. But then literally I thought, well, probably next December before the time I find out. My thinking is if it was something wrong, they would tell me.
Maybe let you know. Yeah, well, I've got that to look forward to. Well, and that'll be everything sorted.
You are top, so apart from your blood... Oh, no, you're getting your blood pressure on Friday.
That's on Friday.
Christ, you're fine.
But you know how I've been going for those head massages?
Yes.
She actually picked up to me and that
Oh, you told me that.
Uh-huh. She said she could see the big red vein. She went, have you got high blood pressure? But not that I know of.
That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
So basically go for a head massage, people.
I know. So I'll let you know.
Menopause, weight gain, is it inevitable?
Oh, I think so. You're bloody lucky if it's not.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there yet, but...
Yeah. No, as I said, your shape changes and your waist gets thicker and yeah, you do.
So
everybody
you
does.
Have to accept it to some extent.
Yeah.
Do something about it, i.e. work out.
Mm-hmm.
Be healthier and be more functionally fit, but it's going to come to us all. Is that what you're saying?
Is, and I think you have to look at your diet and you also have to look at your lifestyle and things like that.
Mm. And protect yourself from illness in the future, basically, if the healthier you are now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got back into working out yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yep. Although I fell downstairs, went over my ankle.
I know, I saw that. Or I heard that.
I saved Primmy, but Jesus, it was bad.
Were you rushing?
Yeah, obviously. And then I text Ailey being like, I'm not coming, falling down the stairs. And she forced me to come. And I'm glad because I'd done it. And then I worked out again this morning because I'd done it yesterday. It's like a cycle. I felt good for doing it. If I hadn't went yesterday, would I have done this morning? No, I probably would have got a coffee and just instructed today. But I joined in.
Good for you.
So chin me if I stop again, okay?
Okay.
That's what I've got to say about that.
I will.
Okay.
What are we watching? I think that's...
Yeah, that's on my list. What are we... Yeah, that's...
Or you want anything else before that?
No, let's go for it. Somebody had asked. It was just random to discuss what we're watching. Maybe we spoke about that last time, did we? We must have. People are interested in what we watch, what we do with our time at night. Nobody wants to know what I do with my time, to be honest. But when I do watch anything, I tend to fall asleep.
Right, well, funnily enough, when you had said this, I actually messaged Emily and went, what have we been watching?
Because you forget.
You watch it and then you forget?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, do you remember that part? And I'm like...
Well, we got talking about at class the other day, The Night Manager, which is an
old
one.
I've been watching that.
Oh, have you finished it?
I finished it. So I had to... Well, I hadn't
series
watched
one was
series
better
one,
than series two. And you hadn't watched series one?
I hadn't. So there's The Night Manager and there's The Night something else.
Oh, right. I've seen that other one.
So the one with The Night Manager is Tom Hiddleston and Hugh Laurie.
Yes.
And Olivia Colman.
Yes, I love Olivia Colman.
Yeah, so we've watched that and that was good.
Yes,
enjoyed that.
That is good. I enjoyed that one as well.
It's a wee bit like... Uh-huh. Maybe that's why I've got high blood pressure.
I know. I was going to say, it is a bit, you get a bit in a state watching it. I have just said before we come on here, I had watched, I've not finished it, the Gordon Ramsay documentary. So interesting.
I'm going to watch that.
Oh, like so interesting. I really like him and his wife Tana, and they've got like 40,000 kids, all from like, I think the oldest.
They're all varying age.
23.
One just get married. That's
oh, she might be older
not?
Then. She'll be older then because the girl Tilly, who's now away to be a chef, she is 23.
No, there's one older than her.
So there's one older with a husband, and then they go all the way down to, I think the youngest is two. I mean,
what
he's
the heck?
Off his banger, but I guess the wife stayed at home and watched all the kids
well,
while he went
then
out to
was
work.
There not something about him having an affair with this woman?
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that brought up in the documentary?
I don't know if it's brought up. I've not watched the documentary, but she was slating the documentary a wee bit.
Because it's not all true.
So.
But you get to see Annie's house.
And, is it gorgeous?
Oh, aye. It's great. Love it. So, yeah, I really like it. I actually like Gordon Ramsay.
I like
do
Gordon
really
Ramsay.
Like, and his wife's lovely. I'm talking as if I know them. I absolutely don't know them. But they seem kind of normal.
I liked when he was in that programme with Gino and Fred.
Yes, you watched that.
I watched that a lot.
I watched some of it.
Can't mind what it's called.
They went round to places and ate food and that. Yeah. But yeah, he's funny. I would recommend that to anyone. Well, I've not finished it, but so far so good. And it's just so good seeing like the chef industry and food and
they don't hold any prisoners.
The cost of food and all that kind of thing. Yeah, it's really interesting. And How to Get to Heaven from Belfast. I just finished that. It's like from the makers of Derry Girls.
All right, okay.
Kind of
dark.
Oh, yeah,
I saw that
humor.
Actually advertised. It's a girl. She won something blonde hair.
Yes. It's weird.
Three sisters or three old school
friends? Four old school pals. But do you know what? Soundtrack's amazing.
Yeah,
it takes you back to the 90s being in school and you're just like, oh, remember those times? They're so much better than now.
90s in school?
But very, very, very dark humour, I would say.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's low-key weird. And you're a bit like...
No, I did see it advertised and thought it looked quite good.
It's a good watch. It's an easy watch. Yeah. It's not one you need to be like concentrating.
Set in Ireland, isn't it? So I started on Saturday, just came on the Walsh sisters.
You were talking
about
that.
That's a book. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I've read a few people saying, oh, Mammy shouldn't look like that. She's too glam or whatever. Uh-huh. But no, it's five sisters and all their different stories about it.
What's that
episode?
On?
It's on BBC, but yeah, then like you can go on to iPlayer and watch it because the end of the first episode, we went, we need to watch this.
Okay.
So we need to watch it.
So need to watch that one.
I've not finished it all. But what I have finished is Emily in Paris.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, that's
I watched
it.
The first ones, but I've not watched the new
five,
one yet.
Five series done and watched the last one. And everybody asks, are you Gabrielle or are you Alfie?
What?
And I think I'm Gabrielle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was honestly,
I don't know enough to make comments.
That's one of these things. It's just 30 minutes. It's great, actually.
Yeah,
you know,
like an easy watch.
It's an easy watch and it's a bit stupid as well, but just the fashion, the places. Yeah. They've been in Paris, they've been in
nice
Rome, they've
see.
Been in wherever, and it's nice to see.
Yeah.
Actually, Paris was never a place I fancied, but
you
after watching
go
it,
now.
It's lovely. Yeah.
Well, we were going to go. Well, I don't know if you knew where we were going to go. And we nearly booked it in January. For like you.
You just liked doing that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Me, you, Ailey.
Oh, was
and
that
Emily, you were okay. going. But then we were like, oh, Primrose is only going to be like a few months old and the logistics of it. So we didn't.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So maybe next year.
We should go. Ailey's been
for like a girls' day, a girls' trip.
Right, okay. Yeah, so no, it's definitely really good.
Okay,
I liked
so we'll
it.
Add that to the list. And I can't think. I feel like I have watched something else that was really good. But right now, I watched it alongside The Night Manager, but...
Well, Emily's came back to me and said The Beast in Me. Which I can't.
Oh,
remember.
That was good.
Oh, is that again? I've watched
Danes,
that.
Claire Danes.
Huh?
Claire Danes, Homeland.
Oh, yes.
That was
good. That was good.
That was so good. I watched that.
Yes.
Again, weird.
Uh-huh.
So weird. But
she's
so
brilliant.
Good. Yeah,
isn't
I
she?
Like her. I liked her in Homeland as well. But that,
that keeps you a wee
that.
Bit edge of, your, edge of your seat as well. Stranger Things, which we did. And Runaway? What was Runaway?
Oh, Runaway was that English guy. Irish guy. Don't know what guy.
Can't even
you
remember.
Do know she played the guitar, the daughter.
Oh, yes.
That was okay.
Yes. Actually, see the mum in that? She appears in Emily in Paris in the next episode.
And the mum? Who was the mum?
Dark hair, is it Minnie Ryder? Oh, check me.
Ah, uh-huh. Yes, yeah, yes, yes,
she
yes.
She actually appears in Emily in Paris.
That was okay. I didn't mind that one. It was, again, kind of weird.
Yeah.
I definitely thought The Beast in Me was better than Runaway. Yeah, so that's what we've been watching.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually realised one of the other questions we got asked was... What we're eating.
What we're eating.
What do we eat? What our diet is and how do we stay like consistent?
Well, to be honest, I really should be back being my friends with my fitness pal.
I thought
and
you were.
I know, it doesn't really fell off the bandwagon.
I've
wee
never
bit.
Been friends with
it. And then, so I'm dead boring. If you want to go with your cereal, Weetabix, actually I've ran out.
Do you do the same every day?
Yeah.
Do you?
I love my breakfast.
That's
so Weetabix, honey, milk, strawberries.
Do you?
And a ginger shot.
That's quite good.
Well, that's another supplement to take. Ginger shot. Or it was an immune one, vitamin D.
I'm so bad. I tend to eat like Macaulay's leftover toast and scrambled egg.
Well,
that's so bad.
That's
he
bad.
Has that every day in life. Toast and scrambled egg, you have to make him before school every single day. That's his thing. And like he'll eat the majority of it and then I just probably eat the remains of it because I can't bother making anything for myself. That's so bad, isn't it? Lyle, no, a complete opposite. He would not have that. He'll have a bowl of Cheerios and I wouldn't eat. I don't really like. I really liked Weetabix when I was pregnant and before that. But then because I've cut out dairy, which I've got to say, I feel so much better for not having dairy
right,
in my life.
Okay.
Like I've not cut it out completely entirely, but the majority of it, like I wouldn't have normal cow's milk now. And I do feel much better for it. Bloatedness, puffiness, all that sort of stuff. So I don't think I'll go back to that. Even when I stop feeding Primrose, I don't think I'll go back to having normal milk. But I don't like the idea of oat milk in cereal.
Mm, I know.
It's a bit, I don't know, or soya or any form of alternative milk. I don't think so. But I need to get on the bandwagon with having a better breakfast. But lunches and stuff, I don't know. I'm all over the shop. I just eat what I want.
I know. I'm kind of.
I really do. I don't really think about. I don't really pre-plan or think about calories and stuff, but I don't know if that's just
because
easiness
right now.
But then
when you're breastfeeding
and
stuff like that, you don't
really
need to. I know.
I'm bloody
so
starving. I just feel like all I do is think about food.
Yeah.
And then it comes to it and you can't bother, once you cook it for everyone else, you don't want to eat it yourself. Do you ever get that way?
Mm-hmm.
I get like that.
Mm-hmm.
I make it all and then I go,
don't fancy that.
Mm-mm. Why did that
happen?
Although
your dinner the other night was meant to be amazing.
It was. My roast beef. That's because I got my hob break, so I was 2 weeks without a hob in an oven. So I was relying on my air fryer.
Did you cook it?
Yeah, I did. I put, made it in the slow cooker, actually.
I think your husband had his suspicion Liz was round.
What the heck? I did. Did he tell you that? I'm going to batter him. I made it, but I made it in the slow cooker. I've never done roast beef in the slow cooker.
Oh, yeah.
Put but then I didn't have long. My oven or hob. Oven? Yeah, it's called an oven. I thought it was called an oven there. So I think I'm having a wee bit of a brain fart. So I put it in the slow cooker, and by the way, delicious.
Yep, slow cookers are the best.
So I've done that. I'm just not very good at making big meals like that all the time. I can't be honest.
You did it on Monday night as well.
I know, but it was meant to be for the Sunday, and what happened? Don't know why we didn't have it on the Sunday. Can't remember. I bought a full salmon as well. Like, it was that size. And then I didn't know what to do with it.
Where did you buy that?
Morrison's. I don't ever go to Morrison's for shop, but my mum had told me that Easter eggs were an offer. So guys, get to Morrison's. £2.50 for a big Easter egg. So I went up there, 200 odd quid later. £200 later for a week shop.
What Morrison's did you go to?
What one did I go to? Lindsayfield. Oh. That was me and Jamie's date. We had a date. Just our two selves went.
I actually don't like that shop.
I actually don't like Morrison's, full stop. And then I just remembered why. Because it's crap. Mm. And it was expensive. And I've had to bin some of the fruit already. But, mm-hmm. but I was talking about this with M&S. You know how we're M&S fans? Mm-hmm. But I had to bin my cucumber and my red peppers. They were, I opened them and they were all soggy.
From Morrison's M&S? Or M&S?
M&S.
It's not good, is it?
No. So I'm back to Aldi. I've actually not been to M&S in a while for a food shop.
I'm kind of, I do Aldi and M&S. Mm-hmm. And the butchers.
I used to.
Don't forget the butchers.
Don's favourite. I know I said I was going to go to the butchers, but I've still not done that either. But it's the thought of M&S because it's the retail park. Mm. That would drive you to despair. So, yeah, I'm not really consistent with lunches or dinners. I literally just kind of make and eat what's convenient at the minute.
I try and plan out a week of what I'm doing.
I wish I could do that. I mean, I could. I just don't. Because it's just another thing to think about. I hate chasing my tail, which I feel like that is just constantly happening. The now and then thinking about dinners. And I need that. What I need is a chef.
Gordon Ramsay.
In my house. To make all my dinners.
Top tips.
That's how all these celebrities just do look so good. Because look at chefs that make them all. See, if you had that, do you not think you'd be in the best shape ever?
No.
Because you wouldn't need to think about it. So I don't want to think about it. So, yeah, my eating's just not anything to write home about.
Okay. I know. Mine's could be better.
Yeah, fair enough.
Next time we do this, maybe I'll have done my fitness pal, but
I'm not going to get that. I can't lie. I can't. Mm. I can't track. I'm terrible at tracking. Working out, eating slightly okay, and feeling okay in clothes, I think, is my main checkers for how we're doing in life.
You're doing well.
Steps. I need to do more steps.
Yeah, more steps. Well, we're so going to important. Introduce that, aren't we?
This yes, March. In March. March for March.
March
so
for March.
So important. 12,000 a day?
Well, depending. Some people do more. No, we're not. We're going to do it as a collective.
Yeah, but would you say on average you do 12,000?
No.
Do you do way more?
Mm-hmm.
17?
Could be up at 20.
I think I'm on about 12 at the minute. It's quite low, actually, for me. I've got a walking pad, though. Need to get that back out. And then we're getting into better weather. Mm-hmm. So what is it, a week and Friday? We're getting lighter nights. Yeehaw, swing your bra. Can't wait for that.
I know.
I'm not here for the darkness. Hate it. It's depressing. It's sad syndrome. Definitely. I've got that for sure because I hate the dark nights.
Yep.
Lighter nights. Bring them on.
That's us. Fantastic.
Okay.
Is that us done all our points?
I think so. Anything else you want to say?
No.
You're done. We're done. We're all done. Thanks for joining us, and we'll put out for some more burning questions for next week. I feel like we're pretty tame this week. We didn't.
No, we just kind of
babble, and we didn't. Did we swear? Maybe. Not sure. But I think we just stuck to the programme. So, yeah, thanks for joining us, and see you all next time.
See you later. Bye. Bye.